Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 1355, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Defendant's Exhibit 81. Picture showing elevator wheel at the top of the fourth floor. Defendant's Exhibits 82, 83, 84. Pictures showing view of the metal room on the second floor. Pictures show doors of the metal room to be partly made of transparent glass. Defendant's Exhibits 85 and 86. Pictures of the metal room closet with the door open and closed. Defendant's Exhibit 87. Blueprint from which the model of the factory, Defendant's Exhibit 13, was made. Defendant's Exhibit 38A, B, C, D, E. 5 jars containing contents of stomach taken from different parties who had eaten cabbage and bread. Defendant's Exhibit 39. Extract from the minutes of Walton Superior Court showing 3 indictments for larceny from the house against C.B. Dalton at the April term, 1894, of said court. Pleas of guilty in each indictment and a fine of $50 and 12 months in the chain gang sentence in each case. Also indictment of C.B. Dalton at the February term, 1899, of Walton Superior Court for stealing bale of cotton. Plea of not guilty and verdict of jury finding defendant guilty, recommending punishment as for misdemeanor. Fine of $200 and 6 months in chain gang. Defendant's Exhibit 90. Testimony of Newt Lee before the coroner's inquest as follows. He, Mr. Gant, says, I would like to have them shoes because I got to go to work Monday. I says, I can't let you in there unless Mr. Frank says so. He says, is Mr. Frank there? I says, yes, if you want me, I will go up and ask him. By that time, Mr. Frank comes down and runs right into Mr. Gant, standing in the front door, and he looked like he was frightened. I saw Mr. Frank was frightened. But I taken it this way. He and Mr. Gant had fell out, and he discharged Mr. Gant, and I thought that he thought by him hanging around there that he was waiting for him and had come to do him some harm. Mr. Gant said, I got some old shoes up there, and I would like to get them. Mr. Frank looked at him and said, what sort were they? And he said they were tans. I says, I think I sees a boy swept them up in the trash. He says, I have some black ones up there, too. Well, I says, I don't know anything about any black shoes. Then Mr. Gant says, I can go up.